to prepare for an attack by an unknown enemy.
Now tuned into the greatest.
This is CliffCentral.com.
And just like that, we're back, man. Urban Culture Drive on CliffCentral.com. And we just got blessed, yo.
Huh?
Hey.
Hey.
What?
That's all I gotta say.
Shamda la 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 ho ha ha.
Rambalambalansangzaramba.
So, I mean, it was so lit. We had to bring the voice back because hallelujah. Listen, producer Palissa, you busy focusing there. Do you feel blessed today? Is your life changed today?
I enjoyed the song very much. Thank you.
I'm not gonna lie, when Job was like, we're bringing in a gospel artist, I don't know about you, Job. I thought I was gonna burst into flames. I was so nervous.
So, yeah, what I mean, Antoine, because of me, I think me and Fiso are cut from the same cloth.
Yeah,
boys, like, you guys must just connect.
You must just connect and do the things with the past that can't be done.
Bring back different vibes, yeah, bo.
Yeah,
end the week off on a different note, not taboo vibes.
Because, like, my thing is. And then especially like with the show that we have, I mean, we've had a lot of dope guys, but I mean, it's been a lot of rappers, and we all know how rappers are.
Yeah.
But excuse me, I'm starting to think that maybe we should have like more gospel artists.
Like, excuse me. For me, Antoine, I don't want people to think because it's Urban Culture Drive, it's a Young Drive show, we only focus on music or hyped up things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even this next hour, they're not ready.
Candace, are you ready?
I am super ready. I've been ready.
Your beans ready, fam. Craig, are you ready?
What are we ready for?
Do you see, like, there's always that one guy in the crew.
It's like, what are we doing?
What? For who? For what? For when?
Are you kidding me?
Really? Today?
Yeah, today. Today, so
Liz,
happening?
Are you dropping a gospel album anytime soon?
Listen.
And what would it be called?
If I drop okay.
Gospel by A. Deleuze, what's the value proposition, God?
Yes. Yes. I completely agree. No, it would probably be along those lines. Come on.
You know the bullying that happens in this show? Like, if you can make it past this show, you can make it anywhere in life.
The spice.
Too much spice. It's too much sauce.
It's funny because I keep throwing the bombs, but no one's bombing me. I'm just like, I have noticed.
Why have we never bombed you?
Like,
no.
But can I just say this? What? Yesterday, Candace got thrown with a bomb, right?
Yeah.
With the Smash and Mary game.
Yo.
Today, Fiso's interview bombed all of us. Like the show was just like, he was the bomb.
Yeah, to no, the urban culture, right? He just came through with the Holy Ghost fire. Chief.
Like,
the Holy Spirit was present in this studio.
Aye.
So listen, with everything that's going on in the country, right? I think this is a breath of fresh air. Because if I go through the timeline right now, it's going to be people getting abducted. It's going to be men are trash. It's going to be politics going into shit.
I can't even get to work with the freaking bus strike.
Like, there's so many things going wrong. I don't know. It's almost like, do you think we need like a spiritual cleansing? Like, do we all
we
need to
like...
We just
had one.
No, but I said the whole country.
Yeah.
As a country.
As a country. Like, should we all go to like... Should all invade Western Cape and go into the ocean?
Yeah.
Did you see Cereal in Parliament?
Shut up, man.
Shut up. Yo, it's the reason. Shut up. So clearly we need a cleansing. We like even there was a sad story, Mami Lodi.
About Katleho Georgia.
Katleho.
Yeah, like, oh, my heart broke, guys. You know what? This is a kid, she's 10 years old. She's autistic.
Autism.
What kind of monster? Hey, let's start there. What kind of monster? Because I'm cold, ne? But my goodness, I am compassionate. You know, when it comes to human beings, I know when to feel. You know,
boundaries.
I mean, at what point do you lose all compassion towards humanity and you kill a child? But, and I'm sure she was violated.
Mm.
I'm sure this kid couldn't even tell you where she lives because they did say that
she couldn't speak, she couldn't communicate.
So someone was just like, ah, it's tragic, it's heartbreaking. I hope the family will find peace one day.
For me, that's why I say, and I'm sorry, evil exists.
Oh yeah,
because I can't even objectively try to diagnose what that is. I mean, you have no human conscience. You have no... That can't be...
Yeah, no. I always say even Satan would have had more mercy.
Oh.
Wow. Even Satan would have had
like,
no mercy.
Can they just simmer?
You know?
Can they just simmer?
I mean, music human dropped. Beings are cold. You know, I always watch these documentaries, guys, and I know I always tell you,
like,
you guys.
You like this crime channel?
I mean, and man, these crimes are next level. It is intense. It is intense.
I think for me, I think what you just said there, I'm sorry, Candace, for me, it's just like said it all, because at some level, there should be some human in you.
Yeah, bruh.
But for me, you know what it breaks it down for me even worse, right? Is that, you know, like storytellers of like series and movies, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes I sit back and I watch and I'm like, the guy that wrote that script.
What's happening in your mind?
Look, absolutely.
Thinking and executing is two very different things.
No, but it starts somewhere. I mean, to execute, you got to think it. Yeah. But my thing, some things are unthinkable for me.
I think so. But there's one guy that writes, I think his name is something Ball. He wrote that vampire series, True Blood.
Yeah.
I mean, that was proper fucked upness on another level, especially the second season. Because this is stuff that you never would think that someone would actually really write. And it's very rough. It's very cruel. It's very bloodthirsty, hectic, you know? And I'm a gamer. I'm obsessed with Mortal Kombat. So
no way.
I did not even know that.
Yeah, no. Me and my friends are starting a tournament in Mortal Kombat X PlayStation 4 tournament.
I would have. No, you can't just say that and pass by. No. Hold on.
You dropped a whole bomb.
Hold on.
And you thought you could just shimmy past it.
Just breathe.
No, but
No.
Okay. No.
Craig, a whole Craig 06.
A whole Craig 06-y.
Games?
With the following.
Of a
tiny country somewhere in the
basically.
World, is a gamer.
I'm
you're
obsessed.
Like a metrosexual. You're a gay man.
I know.
What the fuck?
Am I not going against the norm? But I've been playing games my whole life. I mean, from
I'm
TV
sorry.
Games.
How are we finding this out now?
Because you guys don't. You know we've guys.
No,
Craig,
that's
we're family, bro. Like
family, like Craig. Got we you. Know you squat like no one's business, right? Yeah. We know you spicy. Okay. We know you know all about the daddies. We know
you
that
have gang money.
We know that you know all about politicians. We know
you know all about numbers.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know how did you miss that? We've been in your house. I don't even see. Do you see a TV game in this house?
That's what I'm trying to think. I'm trying to recall if there were any signs. There weren't ever any.
I don't see no. But I trust. I've been a hardcore gamer for a long time. So, anyways, I was. Making my point about the MKX.
We're going to get back to this.
No, we'll get back to it. Point. You know what? That game is extremely violent. I mean, the Finnish fatalities and brutalities are on another level.
Do you think that does sort of influence these kids? Or is that, to me, I don't think that those things do play a huge part
I think
in
when you play a
violent
game.
Actions?
Yeah, but I do feel like if you play a violent game, it does have a kind of very bad energy. It's like consistently watching horror movies.
Yeah, you become desensitized.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, those moves are hectic. You find people's heads chopped off, spines
Finish
pulled
him.
Out. It's insane. But I mean, when you're 18, it's awesome.
Flawless
victory. Scorpion wins.
What you know about this?
Oh, this is mad.
So listen, from like gaming, you know, we find out something new about somebody every single week on this show. And we're going to find out some cool things about some other really cool people that you guys might just know. And I think we'll let them introduce themselves. What do you think, Candace?
Yeah, let them introduce themselves.
I'm
sure they'd want that.
I think, what should I play out of? Whatever. I'm just going to like eeny, meeny, miny, mo. We'll be back after this.
Hands up for your colors.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
So that was pretty much the new FIFA World Cup song. I don't know what. How do you feel about it?
I didn't like it at first when I saw the music video.
Yeah?
It's Jason Derulo, right?
Yeah. Jason Derulo. You always gotta say it though.
Look, I saw the music video and I was like, this is so whack. Oh my god. you know.
But also white Jason.
And
though.
Now I heard it without the visuals, and I think I like it better when I don't see Jason.
Craig,
it was you know what? It's okay. It's okay. It's a feel good, but it's not Waka Waka.
It's nothing. Nothing could ever top Waka Waka. Yeah. I'm sorry. So like, I know the lyrics.
We're all chilling here, right?
Yeah.
And my dress code for today was Wakanda Waka Waka, right? And I love walking here thinking I'm a superstar. But every time I come here, I get outshone like 10 down, right? But someone more fabulous every single week.
I mean, look, can I just say, did you see the shoes?
I haven't. Before he says anything, I'm just going to switch off his mic. Do you mind just doing a turnaround for us so we can see what's going on? So we can understand how we're being slayed.
I haven't seen the shoes. Look at those beauties.
Listen, so we know for you guys out there, you can't see the shoes, right? But
I'm posting it online. Catch me on the gram, guys.
Okay, so it's can_coul. So you can't see them, right? But basically, this is what these shoes sound like. Basically, long story
absolutely.
Short. Come closer to the mic, superstar.
Yes.
Yes. See? Like, you're my people. You are my people. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're 100%, man. I mean, we're more blessed that you're here.
Yeah, his voice sounds more like our producers. You know? Like, they have that sexy voice, sexy radio situation.
Why are producers having sexy voices?
We
must go on air.
Right?
Yeah.
Why are it's producers strange, having sexy it's strange. Voices?
And he prefers being behind the scenes, but yeah. I mean...
But we'll force him. We'll force him where he's supposed to be. But I mean, he'll definitely take a page out of your book because you're on the mic. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
You're not good. You're fabulous.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yes, darling.
Yeah, no.
We don't do
spade a spade.
Let's call it spade a spade. It is what it is. So for all the viewers at home, not the viewers, all the listeners at home, who are you? What are you about? And why'd you take time out of your very busy schedule to grace just the three of us mere mortals?
Okay, firstly, we love Cliff Central.
Oh, hey! Yay. Oh! Yes. That's right!
Yeah, so Kaya Dladla is in the house.
Yes, Kaya.
I'm doing an Uzalo Thank You tour where we've been traveling and thanking people for making Uzalo number one.
Yeah.
And for making us most popular soapy at the SAFTA.
Uzalo was huge, man.
Yeah.
Well, it is huge.
So the numbers are still going higher and higher. The millions are going higher and higher.
Yeah.
So we just took time out from shooting to thank the people.
Listen, I mean, how is it? Because, I mean, Uzalo just came through and did his thing, you know?
Yeah.
Back in the day, it was either like Generation, Isidingo, you know, Backstage, you know, whatever, Scandal. But I mean... And then we have these new series and these new telenovas that come through and just dominate the landscape. Just one big, like, face plant, finish him on Mortal Kombat stuff. Yes. How has it ride been? It must be quite intense. It's like a 0 to 100.
It doesn't make sense. It can't be explained. Because when I joined the show...
Yeah.
I honestly was like, okay, me and TV. I was not a TV person. I mean, it's 20 years in me entertainment, but I was a theater person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was in theater for 17 years before I joined Uzalo.
Crazy.
So for me, I was thinking, no, TV. And I'm like, okay, maybe let me just do it. It's going to be a small show.
Yeah.
Little, you know, something, something. Let me see how TV behaves.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
in China.
Meanwhile, no one explained.
Little did you know.
No. And next thing, boom. I'm like, what?
Yeah?
There are people screaming. I've been hospitalized from mobs, actually. So I was like, wow.
No.
Yeah, it just got out of hand.
What happened?
They just jumped. Jumped on me. Next thing, I'm on the ground. The following day, my eyes couldn't open.
People showed you so much love.
I've got
that
scars.
They nearly killed you.
You got hospitalized.
I've got scars for days.
Just, that's crazy.
That's when love hurts. That's when love hurts.
And the worst thing is, I don't relate because I've never done that for anyone. I've never jumped when I saw someone famous. I thought, oh my God.
Yeah.
And I went to scream. It's never happened.
But doesn't it make sense, though, that theater actors should go into TV? I think theater actors are like the best actors.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
me,
that's the raw essence.
I don't trust an actor and go to theater.
Yeah.
The thing is, the dynamics are really different.
Yeah.
Because when you're on theater, you project more and you can be large and in charge and very animated.
Yeah.
As opposed to television, we have to scale down so
100%.
Much. Yeah.
So it's I mean, for me,
if you come from theater, television is much more better. It's easier for you.
It's easier. Yeah,
it's much more easier. Because hey, the one thing that you have to do as an actor is to be believable.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, it was probably an even easier task because there's a retake on TV. Unlike theater, it's instant, it's live.
And everyone knows how much I hate those. I hate actors who fluff lines. I can't take it.
Yeah. You want to do something once?
So you want to do one take and that's that needs
actor.
To be it.
I do it and I'm like, we move
drops
on.
Drops mic.
Next take.
Yeah.
So you find actors who step on a set, fluff, and then, oh, can I take that again? Can I pick that up? I can't do those because it's... Time is money, guys.
I know.
Time is so much money.
Yeah.
And you have no idea. People are like... When I explain about time, I do an entire talk when it comes to time. I motivate people on time. Do you understand? Yeah. Time is... Like, if I ask you, how many hours do you sleep?
Yeah.
And someone is like, I sleep 8 hours. And I'm like, how old are you? It's like, I'm 29. Okay. So you've been sleeping 8 years of your life.
Wow.
Basically.
Wow.
That's the equation. So...
Do you know what's interesting about time?
Yeah.
Right? So on this show, there are two types of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
The people that come in on time, they do their thing, they're fabulous, they're great, right? And then you have these superstars, you know?
The legends.
And Sia.
They just legends. Walk in. So
nonchalant.
So nonchalant. Like, yes.
Like, oh yeah, I'm here, by the way.
I'm here, you know, in case you didn't know.
Latecomers look like
if you
this.
You don't know, now they you look- know.
See you, man.
I'll get you on set, don't worry.
You see, guys, that's the abuse I go through.
Yeah.
See you, man, a superstar.
Look at you.
Huh?
Greetings.
What? How are you today, sir?
I'm good, sir. How are you doing?
Listen, now that you're here, I mean, we're blessed.
Yes.
Thank you so much for making it. We appreciate it. You
we
coming
appreciate
through.
You coming
I'm
through.
Busy, guys.
I'm busy.
I'm busy, man. You know, moving from point A to point B.
So listen, we just heard from Kaya now. He's telling us how crazy the ride has been, right? Has it been the same for you? I mean, he got hospitalized for the love he got.
Yes.
What's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you since you've been on Uzalo?
On Uzalo?
Yeah.
Besides the kisses with the tongues,
I can imagine.
People are mad out there.
I mean, you have my reception from people. You know, they are different. You know,
yeah.
Others they appreciate you.
Yeah.
Others they really wanna beat you up. You know,
they take
you're
it personal.
Messing around with Mondi.
Yeah.
Really?
How dare you?
Shame. You corrupt cop. You
know what? Is it not the goggles that watch?
Yeah. Actually, believe
the goggles are so personal.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
When Jesus started out in Uzalo, GC had a crush on Ayanda. He was like a pastor vibes, and the goggles were loving Ayanda.
Yeah.
So one goggle came to me, he's like, can you stop forcing yourself into him? He doesn't want you. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay, mama, I will stop.
I will try my best.
I was like, wow. Yazin, guys. People, they're so deep. They're so deep.
I got you.
They're in it to win it.
Yeah.
No, I got you.
Because I think, because like, I know with my grannies, right?
Yeah.
Like, they know. It's like, it's the one thing. Listen, the remote can be as complicated as you want it to be.
Yeah.
They will find this series. They don't know who's out of place at this time.
Yes.
You can do whatever you like outside that time. Right. But this time.
And they don't want catch up or anything like
that.
They
want to watch it now.
They want to watch it now.
With the adverts.
Now, with the adverts. They want to be within it.
But so, guys, shame Yasin.
No, they're our grannies and we love them.
Yeah.
And I know, I wake up for the grannies. The grannies and the mamas, those are my people.
Yeah.
They've got my back so much. It's not even funny.
So I mean, listen, it's I mean, being on TV, being famous, all great. It's lovely. You get free perks. You come to Cliff Central, they give you a cappuccino and water. It's never happened to me, but hey. Let's be real for a second, right? I mean, acting. Okay, it's not like you just walk in there and pretend to be someone that you're not, right? There's a lot of things that go into this thing. And worst of all, I mean, especially for my actor friends, one thing they hate the most is hurry up and wait.
Yeah.
You get to set at six.
This is the greater.
Yeah.
This is how close it is to my Nepal.
Oh, wow.
I don't like...
Hurry up and wait.
Hurry up and wait.
Yeah.
Because
that's a business. You get there so early and your scene is only like I 3 hours away. Yeah.
I meditate to avoid the anger. I just
it comes with a package.
I've
adjusted to it.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It is, you know.
Oh my God.
I remember you doing the Gazlam. I mean, that's like back then when I was like still what 12.
You're revealing my age now.
I bumped into his resume at work.
Yeah.
Gazlam. I was like, this
nigga has been.
His resume is real.
It's crazy.
Like, it's a real resume. It's deep. And I was like, and for me, it's the most shocking thing because you grow up watching Sarafina.
Yeah,
next thing, she's next to you on a set.
Yeah.
You grow up watching Togo on stage, Good is Nice.
Yeah.
Next thing, she's here. Like Kasha, everyone. For me, I enjoy the elder actors. I enjoy the space they're in. We learn a lot from them.
Do you know what I want to ask, right? Yeah. Because especially in media, okay, and we know it's all about personalities, right? And it can get pretty tough here.
Yeah.
So a lot of the guests that come through, you know, the guys will come through. We just had Fiso, our gospel singer, who just did a song saying, guys, I'm coming to the gospel scene. Please welcome me in. Because we know when it comes to celebrities, you know, when the new kids come on the block, you know, the guys that are already on the top of the throne are like, who are you? Like, don't talk to me. We're not in the same WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
So I'm very pleased to hear how cool it is for you guys, that the fact that everybody appreciated each other. Because you don't get a lot of that in the media industry in South Africa.
We are different because, firstly, there is no way you would walk into a set and become someone else's competition because they will never hire two of the same characters.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
If you're walking into a set, there's only going to be one GC. There's one Kabanga. There's one Mangob. There won't be two of you. So how is this a competition? The only time you're in a competition is the running of Miss South Africa. You are all girls. You are all gorgeous. More or less the same size, same height. You all wanna be Miss South Africa.
No, Lambile.
Mangela. Why? Why are you angry that Kabanga is trending? Like, why? So we celebrate each other to a point where we call each other at night. Because we don't see each other all the time. Sometimes police station is shooting and I'm not there. And you would see a scene on TV and you're like,
when did this happen?
Dude, you nailed that scene.
Oh, wow.
You're like, you know what, my friend, that's a SAFTA. Take it.
I give
you the SAFTA. Thank you. That's it. Good night. Damn. That's how we work. Because you have to appreciate.
So what was it, I'm a CV. Like Candace, you and I, like, where do we hand in the CVs, guys?
Yeah, please, guys.
Because I just want to be this cool.
I'm sure you guys get it all the time.
There is an audition today. There's a huge audition there happening today. They're looking for everything and everyone. They're looking for everything and everyone. It's an open call audition.
No, I want the back door.
The back door.
Yeah, me, I want the.
You
want
to be
the connection.
Is it a connection or the couch auditions? The couch editions are very popular in our industry. Don't look down on them. Yes. They're very popular.
Spill the tea, honey. Spill the tea, honey.
I'm not going to tell you who I slept with. Come on. Now everyone's going to go there.
Exactly.
And they're going to discover what's together. Actually, I'm landing low. No, guys. No.
So listen, obviously you guys are doing your, what do you call it, an appreciation tour?
It's called the Siyabonga Tour, hashtag Uzalo Text Josie.
Hashtag Uzalo Text Josie. So I want to know then, because you guys are taking a break right now, right?
No. We wouldn't say it's a break.
It's not a break.
It's not, because it means
if
you are at a radio station breakfast show, that's work.
We're working.
We are still here.
We are with you, aren't we?
You are.
Yes, you know what I mean?
And this is work, guys. You're being with us.
And we are sober.
And
you're so
if we were not working, maybe I would have had something.
I'm thinking, you know when you get to Joburg or a city that you're not from?
Yeah.
You're thinking, oh my God, who do I call? And I'm thinking, why would I call anyone, actually? Because I'm not going to see anyone.
I'm trying to think, I mean, being this famous, being this, you know, out there and being popular, guys, how are your personal lives? How are your personal plus ones handling the Durban, Joburg? I mean,
besides us divorcing. No, I think.
Are you both divorced?
I think.
Hold on now.
Honestly, if I were to be dating UGC, for example,
that
might have a problem.
It's very difficult.
I'd have a problem.
It's difficult. That's why, weird enough, I don't date artists.
Okay. So you date rich businessmen.
So you date commoners rather than.
Well, I wouldn't say common. I mean, it's greatness, but just not in an artist form.
Gotcha.
So I would. Because, I mean, my schedule is mad. But the reason why you'd notice that is because it means your schedule is not mad.
Got you.
Then we have a problem.
Got you.
So it means, you know what I mean? Yeah. So you, it's like choosing 6-pack or 6 digits kind of thing. Mm. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
so
it's, you know, the question you are asking, bro, it's yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice question.
It's deep.
It's very deep.
It's, you know, serious.
But
I mean,
most of the artists' relationships don't work.
It's real, and it's real, guys.
You choose happiness or money.
You know what I mean? And for us, we are crazy.
Yeah.
Tina, we are on a certain frequency. We are on our own level.
Yeah.
You know, we're not normal. You know, crazy.
Agreed.
You know?
Absolutely.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just from the outside looking in, already I can tell, but no, this is work here.
It's madness. Yeah.
This is like,
and the weirdest thing, can you imagine being on set for 12 hours? You've played your crying scenes, you did your jolly happy scenes, you shot a drunk scene.
Yeah.
You're emotionally imbalanced, you're mentally imbalanced, you're super exhausted.
Mm.
Bae is in the house, and you're like, you walk past Bae.
Got you.
Next thing you're on the couch, you wake up in the morning, you have to go to set again.
Yeah.
So it's
you
just
still need to read your scripts for tomorrow.
Yeah.
For tomorrow.
Look, it's because we are like, we're back in school, you have homework. Kind of thing.
You have to do
your homework.
But surely the way you guys pull it off, there's a lot of improvisations to your script. I mean, I would look at Uprutes from, you know, there must be a lot of improvisation that come with. Or is it like strict line for line?
You know, for me, you know how I say it?
Yeah.
I say it, we make it alive.
Okay, yes. Yes.
So for me, if you say improvisation.
Because firstly, our scripts are written in English.
Yeah.
So we have to translate.
Yeah.
So for me, it gives me enough rights to add all these words people have never heard of.
Yeah.
Mm.
Sometimes I've never heard of them myself. So it just pops in.
So
it's like,
gives
okay.
The room to really
because I mean, we work for a very, very red tape channel where we can't just, it's a family show.
Yeah.
I can't just say, hey, oh, bear, what, you F this. So I need to find replacement words that work similar taste instead of saying, I would say it's chaparapa. So whatever you think is chaparapa is, just go with it. You know, so it's all of that. And thank God our producers also trust us creatively to just run with it.
Yeah. So the head writer for Uzalo is Pat Makorela, I believe.
It's Bongi Ndabana.
Not Pat.
It's Bongi
now. Because I know he's everywhere.
No, he was. It's Bongi Ndabana.
Taking it to another level. I see you, Candice.
So look, you mentioned the fact that you guys work these long hours with each other, right? On these sets. So does there ever happen?
I know where she's going. I know where she's going.
I don't think she's going there.
Do you guys have your very own intersections that happens within the cast?
I mean,
are you guys sleeping with each other? Let me just ask.
Just
y'all gonna drop names?
No, me. I've stopped.
Drop names.
I've stopped.
Damn it,
honey. I'm joking. No, I mean, it happens all over. I mean, right here as well. You guys wink at each other now and then. It's like, ooh,
in the beginning.
Oh, you like, it's your drive time.
In the beginning.
Yo, you breakfast. You know? So, I mean, it happens everywhere. Corporate, especially with artists, guys, we are stuck together. Sometimes, if you're in a relationship in the show, some other characters fall into it. And I think, Shame, you must be able to get out of character.
Yeah.
Because there is no, like, because what happens when you go home now? It's knock off time. You take this very same character and go home with it.
Yeah.
Aibo, you are in character for 24 hours. Held. I would die if I was GC for 24 hours. People would have killed me ages ago.
But the thing is, it's so, because it's not an exact science, you know?
Yeah.
Now I must be here, right, on set for 12 hours, loving you, right?
So, and then just snap out of my character.
And now, how do I just snap out of?
So now we fought for real yesterday at home.
Yeah.
What happens when you get to CST? Now we have to be romantic.
I
think
we need to be professional at that point.
Just put it aside.
Wow.
Don't put the D in the business.
Yeah,
it's just not gonna go.
Well, at times, you know, there are feelings that are developed.
And drop some names.
All right.
There are feelings, you know. They develop.
I did, early days.
Early days.
Because I'm waiting for the names, right?
No, I can't reveal the names. No way.
Okay, let me think. I'm gonna count all the shows now. You're gonna say yes.
I'm not revealing. Because it's going to be obvious. You know,
this is boring.
I mean,
that's what I want.
If I say Kazlam, people are going to think, oh, Kate's
you see, oh, Like, he's already told us. We're gone. Yeah, we're good. Thank you.
No, wait.
We're fine. We got it.
I'm talking about feelings. Okay. You know? And it's up to you if you act on them or not.
But surely it's easier said than done. Yeah. I mean, like,
I am very good with feelings. I know how to disattach myself.
Can I?
Like, I can be in a breakup and redate, not as a rebound.
Yeah.
But I'm just good with attending to my feelings. I know how to cut people off my life very nicely.
Yeah.
I'm not bitter. I know.
Lisa, please.
I know how to attend to it. I know how to be in a relationship without feelings.
Yeah.
Can I ask about makeouts? You know these makeout scenes.
Yeah.
I heard it's very technical, right? As opposed to just naturally just kiss.
No, but obviously. Obviously, it's like a rowdy situation where you,
because there's like 20 people around
you. You can't just climb on this whole thing. You need to be where the frame of the camera is.
Yeah. So if I'm kissing,
but you have to do it as passionately as the director wants it to be.
So tongue in, all of that, it's a kiss.
It's up to you. It's up to you as the actors how you want it to be. For me, we don't. For me and my bae in the show, we never practiced.
You guys just go.
We wanted it to be organic. Yeah. Sometimes the first take is young code, and sometimes directors get carried away. They want to do a kissing scene, 7 takes, and it's like, we are running out of Listerine.
Yes, because like, I wanted to ask.
Every time,
there has to be.
This is how you see an actor. Yeah. Listen, this is how you see an actor on set with a kissing scene. The Ola. That's how you know the thing. You're like, oh, babe, you have kissing scenes today. It's like, oh, tell me about it.
But Listerine.
And the worst part is that probably one of you is a smoker, one is not.
That's the thing.
The other one is a drinker and was heavy drinking last night. You are coming with the whole brewer, and it's like,
you know, for me as a guy, a guy, you know, my
editor. Or me as a girl.
Yes.
I'm just.
So for me as a guy, you know, you. Sometimes you look forward to it.
Yes.
I'm being honest, I'm putting it out there.
Yes,
you know, like, we're looking forward to it.
And the girl you're kissing is my friend.
Oh, you know it.
So, and I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
Listen, guys, we're going to take a quick break because we're getting so carried away with this thing. And we were coming back. We're going to go straight into Craig's segment, right? So this is the Urban Culture Drive, right?
Yeah.
It's been lit. I can only warn you, it's only gonna get better.
Do we take our clothes off?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
We're gonna step into Craig.
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know? But that's a part of life.
This is Evan Gay Chad, Ask a Gay hashtag.
I can shell out my crush.
Oh my god! All I can tell y'all is that it's about to go down.
That is so deep. We deal with different kinds of LGBTI plus aspects.
Oh, hell no!
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
So it is the Urban Culture Drive on cliffcentral.com, and we're having a rowdy time today. It's Uzalo, baby.
It is Uzalo, and we're with the also gorgeous GC, my fave. And of course, Siyabonga, guys, we are so glad to have you here. The My Section focuses on all different kinds of gay aspects. Okay. So, Siya, it's no offense. I'm not trying to. You might have been my MCM during Boka's Lamb. But I see the money came in.
Yeah.
And
money
came in. And now why I extend, why show off.
We have an answer.
It's fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think there's quite an interesting spike in South African acting where there's a lot of gay characters introduced into character. You know, I've seen, from the moments of After Nine back in the days to now, there's this, thrive for gay characters to be on. I mean, I'm watching The River. There's a gay character and it's a real hectic scene. You know, I'm watching, obviously, Uchisi, right there in Uzalo. I'm watching different kinds of things that are happening with regards to gay culture changing on TV. You know what I mean? What do you guys think is organically happening? I mean, back in the days in the 90s, this was like completely taboo. Yeah. From 2010 onwards, it just became, you know, on another level. You know, what do you think these writers are trying to say?
I mean, firstly,
yeah,
there were not so many gay people out there.
Yeah.
Even.
But there were, though.
No, they were.
Yes.
They were not in the open.
Yeah, they were just after 9.
Yeah, but now these days, the closets are glass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's much more, it's so boring. Being gay almost became popular. Like, yes. It almost became a trend.
Mm, exactly.
It's like everyone was doing it. I'm like, brother, like, where now? Now we. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't kill the excitement for us. Like, it was nice to know that you are straight, to crush on you like that, just like that. Now, nepe kona konala, you know? And it got popular. I think people are just more open-minded now.
Yeah.
Bore me. But,
would you do a gay character?
I would.
Okay. If it's paying, hey, you don't understand.
I
don't get.
You portray life.
I portray life.
Yes. I don't get people who say they won't play certain things. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Would you do a nude scene?
Babe, where's the money?
Okay, no, I'm
just asking. I got you.
Do a nude scene. Girl.
No, but also.
Well, it depends on the nude scene.
Would you do a full on sex scene? Obviously. The body parts don't touch, but like the proper like sex
as long
Hollywood,
as
like,
as long as
sex.
It's gonna have it's gonna be directed tastefully.
Yes. Okay.
I think that's what everyone always wishes.
Yeah, because I'm always wondering about these straight guys that do the gay characters. How the public is receiving them?
Jesse's boyfriend is straight.
I get. And how is that for him? Well,
it was a bit hectic for him, James. Because firstly, it was his first TV gig.
Imagine.
And then.
And the bamsanga
nisana. Yeah. And
he's
a monster, guys. I will not lie. When he auditioned, I had no choice. That guy was the one.
Yeah.
It was organic. It was real.
Yeah.
He's an actor.
Yeah.
So in his hood, people are just him. Others are congratulating him.
Because
others think, I mean, GC is the, you know.
Yeah.
They want some. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're doing it for all of us who can't. You know what I mean? Yeah.
No. I just I find that quite interesting, especially with the way the public is receiving these characters. Because I notice now on the river, right? There's that son who's gay, and it's like a big thing. And all of a sudden, the age restriction moved from 13 to R18. I mean, this is like a normal 8 o'clock slot, you know. But why do you think people are doing that? I don't know. Why is TV doing that? You saw what happened with that movie, Inqeba. Also,
this is the thing.
Yeah.
In South Africa, we are very much, we have an issue with innovation. We are not good at it.
Mm.
We are good at imitation.
Mm. Okay.
That's why most of the shows we have, the reality shows that we have, are a pickup. There's Idol's SA. Why didn't you start here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's South Africa's Got Talent.
We're
all replicas. So someone played this gay story before.
Yes.
Yeah.
And someone was like, let's try it. Another one was like, they have a gay. We want a gay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That gay is trending. Put a gay in this show.
Yeah.
So sometimes... And the worst thing is they're making a lot of gays fluff.
Yes.
They don't add content to them.
Yes.
They don't. Why is that the CEO of this amazing company not the gay one?
Absolutely. It's
the gay is the receptionist. He's the bag carry.
Yeah.
He's the. So that's the sad thing about it. They're not playing it in all corners. That's why I got tired of playing the GC.
Yes.
And I was like, you know what? I sat down with the producers. I gave them the story of GC has problems.
Mm.
Parents want him to get married. I want him to give him some
content.
Some content, some weight.
Substance.
You know, some substance. So people must understand that as much as he's funny, he's human.
Yes.
So when bad things happen to you, they must feel bad for you.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now everyone is just having these gays. These gays. The receptionist gay, the answering
designer.
Phone gay, designer gay, the stylist gay.
I'm looking at it on a positive side, you know. Mm. I mean, the industry is opening up now, you know.
Yeah.
Is it?
It is opening up. And there's a truth in it as well. Because what we're doing, we're portraying truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're portraying way of life.
Yeah.
What we go through every day. And every day, obviously, you'll meet up a gay person.
Absolutely.
Or you sit with a gay person. Or you are friends with a gay person. Mm-hmm. So all of those stories, they need to be told. You know, I think that's where we are heading.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to just bring that out there, guys. If you're listening, the gays are out there. We run the world. You know?
Yeah.
But anyway, just to come... Oh, do you want to ask?
I want to ask this because especially in media, right? I mean, especially in the background, right? Gay guys low-key run media.
Gay, gay, you know what I mean? Pretty much run a lot of things.
Yeah,
not just media.
And for me, I'm telling you this now. I mean, I don't have a lot of gay friends.
Yeah.
I have a very small circle of friends. Mm. But the gay ones in my circle have their masters, have their PhDs.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
So I bump into people because of GC being so much fluff and being the broken English.
Yes.
People would say to me, I did not know you know how to speak English. Honey, I graduated 3 times cum laude. What are you talking about? I don't understand, honey.
It kind of reminds of when people try to kill you and then you posted this video with Anishoni.
I had to. Because now the worst thing is when the people are saying I'm dead, but everyone's calling me to check if I'm dead.
I will
call someone you know to check if you're dead instead of calling me.
No, absolutely. No, but guys, thank you for gracing with our presence. So this section, whenever it ends, I always try to find the muhu of the week and the power get person or power thing that happened this week. Okay, so for me, the muhu of the week is South African law. Guys, you know what's currently happening? The South African law is saying you can be arrested for up to 3 months if you're caught smoking in public. So I'm just letting everybody know.
Yeah, it's a new law that's coming through.
It's new, it's coming through.
Are you smoking for real?
I'm for real.
They've been trying to drop that is public, law. It ain't happening.
You smoking outside the building.
Are you kidding me?
Let me tell you this. The weirdest thing, and it just freaks me out so much, that the country takes so much time on the tiniest things in this world. There are girls out there who are being raped.
Yes,
they haven't even got a rape kit. It's been 2 weeks. They broke into my house. The cops forensics didn't arrive today. So they're like, don't touch anything. So if you're saying I don't touch, it means I don't close again. I don't understand. What are you... So there are so many things they need to fix, from education to the public hospitals to public schools and then you're going to talk about the smoke. Are you seriously? Come on, man.
I saw something that happened this afternoon. This person became my hero. So Times Live released an article about AK talking about how he says that the DA isn't so serious and calling EFF and ANCI in unity now. And his response to that was, why don't you write an article about me working with Rodney Jenkins or me giving an internship to a young designer to work in my company? So I felt like that was very powerful. Yeah. Spread good than bad. Yeah. Anyway, that was Craig O'Sexy. Guys, thank you so, so much. You're absolutely stunning.
Yes.
Thank you.
So can I tell you guys, maybe let's have an applause for that.
Look at me bow.
What's about to come up next is probably my favorite part of this show.
It comes up.
Oh Lord.
In more ways than one.
Smash or marry. So take it from here, babe.
Smash or marry.
Yes.
This is the most exciting part of the show. Sorry guys.
Now this one.
Oh behave. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
Look, so as per Lesejo's warning, I hope you guys are ready. The game is called Smash or Marry. I'll throw someone's name at you. You'll tell me if you'll smash or marry them. It is quick play. It is gender fluid.
Hello.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yes, honey. And everyone gets to play, so no one feels singled out. We'll start with you, Sia Bonga, and we'll work our way anti-clockwise.
You say smash or what?
Smash or marry.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sex or marry.
Oh.
Yes.
One. You're going to say one name.
Oh. Yes, one name. So Sia Bonga, GC.
I'll smash that ass.
Wow. 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 Okay. All right. Okay, can you wait for me to go to the toilet or something? Let me just not hear. I'm being smashed.
Kaya, Aaron Muloisi. Smash or marry?
Smash or marry.
Aye. This has been the most speechless we've ever had you.
Three.
The entire show.
Two. Smash.
Okay.
Fantastic. Lesejo Mapanga.
Talk to me, love.
Name apps.
Name who?
Name apps.
Who's... Oh, name it.
I knew
Boo! Are we doing a countdown for you as well? Just checking.
You know what?
Just smash him, bro.
Yeah, just get over and done with it. Like, move on.
Craig,
keep quiet about it. Never tell anyone about it.
Yes.
Mama June from Honey Boo Boo. Before she lost the weight. So season one.
Wow, babe. Like, why? Why are you like this? Why are you like this?
Mama June.
But she's got money. Honey Boo Boo.
Hug
her. Hey, when? First season. Before the Rex came in.
It'll be just a smash after a lot of tequila. You know how I roll.
See, Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
Mary.
Yes.
For Rex, man. The money.
For Rex.
For Rex.
Okay, Kaya, smart Craig or sexy?
Marry it.
Yes.
Can I ask why?
Yes.
Because it's marriable.
It's marriable.
You see.
Lesego Mapanga.
Talk to me.
Siyabonga.
Five. Yeah, plus, he's got money now. Yeah, Craig. He's got money now. We're married in community of property.
Oh! Wow.
But before Kai's asking these streets, you must get the bag, guys. Yeah. Get the bag.
It's the bag.
Okay, cool.
Prenups.
Craigie.
Yes.
Shauna Ferguson.
Ah, Mary, 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 Mary times Mary in community.
Yeah, that
Mary.
Was an easy one.
Mary then Shaggy, Shaggy, Shaggy.
So last round, guys. Siyabonga, I want to give you a really... difficult one.
Yes. They all have been difficult, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go with an easy one, rather. Kanye Bao.
Hey.
Five. Four. Tell me the position also that you want.
Smash.
And then position. Come on, honey.
I'm thinking chandelier.
Just like hanging off that thing. Just,
you know how we do it.
We don't.
No, we don't.
We're about to know. We are about to know.
Ooh-wee. I dug it out.
Yes.
Little okay. Nigga for real.
It was really kind. Okay.
Nigga for real.
Don't want to see her face.
Oh, she's gonna kill me. Oh, she's definitely gonna kill me.
GC. Kaya, let me see. Lesego Mapanga.
Oh. Come on. Industrial and systems engineer, banker.
Okay.
I'm busy giving him a CV right now. Go to gym every day.
Mid salary.
I'd marry Shaggett at the same
Mary
time.
Marry Shaggett.
Hey.
Wow, that's a good one. You got it.
I'll shag it on the aisle.
We've never. Hey, listen, Mamela.
I'll shag it on the aisle. Yeah.
Position? I'd like to know.
What spicy can
I will welcome him with the open arms and legs.
Lesego Mapanga.
Talk to me.
Precious from the movie Precious.
Oh. I would pay for her not to touch me with a broomstick. I would pay.
She listens to our show, bro. I'm like sure. Gabrielle listens to our show.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, Gabrielle?
No.
Not that one.
Okay. No.
Come, Lesego, five.
Bag over head, smash, like. I can't, guys. We're married. I'm married to Kaya.
Thank you so much.
Like, and the position that you'd like
respect
to
our
engage
like
in.
Like, respect it.
Our marriage.
Yeah, please. At this big
position.
Age. Position. I'll take my stride from Siyabonga.
No, I was gonna suggest.
Where you go to art? Suggest.
Armpits.
Guys, this is on level 150.
You know what? Let's wrap this up with Craig O'Sexy.
Okay,
Craig O'Sexy.
Yes.
I want to know if you'd smash or marry Leleti Khumalo.
Leleti Khumalo.
Five.
Sarafina. Royalties.
I remember her. And I saw her poster on Imbeo. Okay, fine. I'll marry because she's got bags, but it's also
and she's an executive producer.
Yes,
you know what I mean.
So, honey,
you better recognize. Listen, guys, this has been a smash.
it was a smash. You guys smashed us. We smashed you. We are married.
It's a whole big happy. So listen, just to close out the show, right? Listen, we're going to be like in the next week, 2 weeks, so people know where to find you physically and then obviously on the socials as well.
Oh, look, we are all over. We can't even say where we're about.
Oh, wow.
We're going to the township tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, bro.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
Be careful. They're going to, you know.
No, we're going
security, honey.
Soweto. Lovely.
So, yeah, I'll just... I'll try and dress. I think I'll dress down so they won't notice me.
Is it possible?
This is dressed down.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Who wouldn't notice
you? I dress down.
So listen, final word. There's a lot of things going on. I think acting in South Africa at this time is a beautiful place to be because there's new stuff coming out. So for all the new talents coming through, right? Let's make it. We'll have like one liner at the end of the show, right? So one liner to all the new guys coming up. Let's start with you, Siyabo.
Respect the work.
100%. Okay.
Stay true and 100%. Stream is free. The hustle is sold separately.
Hey. Candy?
Sleep your way to the top if need be.
Okay, I think I want to change my life. Yo, Candy, no. Candy, you get. I feel like you talk about me all the time. Every time you say stuff, it's like, how did you know, girl?
Craig was sexy.
Try to be GC's friend. Yeah. Even if even if his name is Kaya, just call him GC.
Yeah.
You are GC's never going to
be such a ragent.
Take a selfie, repost, retweet.
Bestie,
everything.
Hashtag.
Do it for Sia too. Marry him too.
Listen, guys, you guys have been fantastic. And I mean, I think you're setting the right type of precedent. So, I mean, jokes aside, you guys are doing big things. It's great. I think it's a beautiful time for acting, for series, for original South African content that we've been craving for a very long time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And keeping with that theme, everything we do here is proudly South African.
CliffCentral.com